This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Union Commerce and Industry Minister and BJP leader Piyush Goyal yesterday said that the world is looking towards India as a trusted partner. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's five-nation visit, Mr. Goyal said that the visit guarantees advantages for every segment of the society. He said that the Prime Minister's visit reflects that India stands strongly on the global stage. He said 57 significant agreements were signed, including the commitment of UAE to invest $75 to $100 billion in India during the tour. He also hit out at Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his alleged derogatory remarks against PM Modi. He said that due to the negative politics of Mr. Gandhi, people are rejecting the Congress in elections. Later, in a different program, Mr. Goyal said that India and the United States are working as natural partners and complement each other across sectors, including technology innovation, high-precision defense, digital data centers, quantum computing, and medical devices. Addressing the annual leadership summit of the American Chamber of Commerce in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said the partnership between the two countries is strengthened by mutual trust and shared economic interests. The minister said that India provides a trusted framework for global companies and combines scale, talent, and market opportunity.
America and India truly are working as natural partners. We complement each other. America is looking for a trusted partner. I think India has proven track record over decades of truly working as a country, as a set of businesses here who respect the intellectual property of foreign companies, who can be trusted to deliver high quality on time. There's a large pool of talent available for all of you. And in some sense, these are two economies which totally complement each other.
The 8th India-France Maritime Cooperation Dialogue was held in Paris on Wednesday. It was co-chaired by Deputy National Security Advisor in National Security Council Secretariat, Pawan Kapoor, and Director General for International Relations and Strategy, Ministry for the Armed Forces of France, Guillaume Olagnier, and Director for Strategic Affairs, Security and Disarmament at the Ministry of Europe and Foreign Affairs, Mrs. Claire Rollin. The discussions focused on their shared commitment to strengthening operational cooperation for countering illicit maritime activities, including piracy and armed robbery, maritime terrorism, drug trafficking, illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing, as well as other hybrid threats. In a major development in the NEET paper leak case, a pediatrician from Latur, Dr. Manoj Shirure, has reportedly been taken into custody by the Central Bureau of Investigation. According to sources, investigating agencies suspect that Dr. Shirure allegedly purchased the NEET examination question paper for his daughter. A few days ago, CBI officials had visited his hospital in Latur and conducted an extensive inquiry. The Calcutta High Court has set up a special investigation team to probe the R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital rape murder case. The three-member SIT will be led by the Central Bureau of Investigation's Joint Director for the Eastern Zone. The court has asked the team to file its report by June 25th. The court's decision follows repeated concerns from the victim's family, alleging tampering of evidence and suppression of facts. Delhi government has announced a major initiative to strengthen water conservation in the national capital, with rainwater harvesting systems to be revived and made functional in 75 government schools before the onset of the monsoon. Delhi CM Rekha Gupta said that the move is expected to generate an annual rainwater harvesting capacity of nearly 50 crore litres. India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha for today, and it will continue this week. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and coastal Andhra Pradesh. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Chennai Super Kings by 89 runs at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.